The short story writer and novelist Andrea Barrett won a MacArthur Genius Award this year. She's just published her first book of stories since receiving the prize. It's a collection of stories called Servants of the Map. The main character of the title story is a mid-19th century British surveyor named Max Vine. He spends his time exploring the mysterious, dangerous, and then unmapped Himalayas. Alan Chews has a review.
Vine finds it quite thrilling to be traveling across vast areas, where, as he puts it, the air is clear beyond clearness. And we as readers hear a lot about this, because he sends periodic letters describing his difficult ascents and precipitous explorations to his loyal wife, even as he pushes forward on a trek of scientific and, just as important, self-discovery. As Vine says in one of his early letters, "What a secret, isolated world this is, a kind of archipelago, sparsely populated, visited now and again by passing strangers, each hidden valley an island unto itself, inhabited by small groups of people wildly distinct from each other. It's as if, at home, a day's journey in one direction brought us to Germany, another's to Africa." Barrett constructs out of these half-dozen long stories about scientists and explorers a fictional archipelago that extends back in time as well as space. Along with Vine's tale, there are three others set in the 19th century, a period of tumultuous scientific inquiry and psychological and emotional upheaval that suits Andrea Barrett's own sensibility just fine. In one of the contemporary stories, which don't really play as well, there's an Adirondack taxidermist who puts it this way, talking about his work, "Making the mounts, that is, the stuffed animals, making them look good, making them look real," he says, "is his first priority." In most of these stories, Andrea Barrett does more than that. She gives her scientific trailblazers solid fictional life.
The book is Servants of the Map by Andrea Barrett. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.